Hello, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Saturday, May 9th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we together as a family of families continue to seek after Him together. Today we'll be reading Psalm 62, Numbers 3, 1 through 32, Mark 10, 1 through 12. We'll be starting with Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him? Like a leaning wall, a tottering fence, they only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. Salah. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Salah. Those of low esteem are but a breath. Those of high esteem are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. Numbers 3. 1 through 32. These are the generations of Aaron and Moses at the time when the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai. These are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priest, whom he ordained to serve as priest. But Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests in the lifetime of Aaron, their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. They shall keep guard over him and over the whole congregation before the tent of meeting. As they minister at the tabernacle, they shall guard all the furnishings of the tent of meeting and keep guard over the people of Israel as they minister at the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are wholly given to him from among the people of Israel. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall guard their priesthood. But if any outsider comes near, he shall be put to death. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the people of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the people of Israel. The Levites shall be mine, for all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I consecrated for my own all the firstborn in Israel, both of man and of beast. They shall be mine, I am the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, list the sons of Levi by fathers, houses, and by clans, and every male from a month old and upward you shall list. So Moses listed them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their clans, Libni and Shimni. And these, and the sons of Kohath by their clans, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. And the sons of Merari by their clans, Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites by their father's houses. to Gershon belonged the clan of the Libnites and the clan of the Shemites. These were the clans of the Gershonites, their listings according to the numbers of all the males from a month old and upward was 7,500. The clans of the Gershonites were to camp behind the tabernacle on the west, with Eliasaph, the son of Lael, as chief of the father's house of the Gershonites, and the guard duty of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting involved the tabernacle, the tent with its covering, the screen for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the hangings of the court, the screen for the door of the court that is around the tabernacle and the altar and its cords, all the services connected with these. To Kohath belonged the clan of the Amorites and the clan of the Isharites and the clan of the Hobernites and the clan of the Uzzielites. These are the clans of the Kohathites. According to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, there were 8,600 keeping guard over the sanctuary. The clans of the sons of Kohath were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle with Elzaphan, the son of Uzziel, as chief of the father's house of the clans of the Kohathites, and their guard duty involved the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the vessels of the sanctuary with which the priest ministered, and the screen, all the services connected with these. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, was to be chief over the chiefs of the Levites, and to have oversight of those who kept guard over the sanctuary. Mark 10, 1 through 12. And he left there and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan. And crowds gathered to him again and again, as was his custom, he taught them. And Pharisees came up and in order to test him asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away." And Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." And in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." I want to turn to our psalm, Psalm 62 in particular, and read the first few verses and the last. "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." How often is it in life when we feel shaken, even greatly shaken? I had a cross-country coach that would always tell me in college, "Brandon, you know what your problem is? You make mountains out of molehills." And God bless you, Coach Payline, for speaking those words of wisdom in my life, because you were right. I would allow molehills to become mountains and greatly shake me. But when God is with us, we can wait in silence for him. We can wait and trust in him, for he is our rock, he is our salvation, he is our fortress. And no matter what would happen to us in this life, we are not shaken. Even in death, we are not shaken. For death is not the end. And I love how the psalmist ends the psalm. "Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love for you will render to a man according to his work. Do we believe this? And if we believe it, do we live like this? I can count many times where I've allowed the silliest of things to shake me, yet alone the most serious of things. Can we trust in God? Can we trust in his steadfast love? Can we just trust the sheerness and awesomeness of his power? I believe this is what the psalmist wants us to ask and wants us to seek in our lives. Do we trust God in such a way that we wouldn't allow anything in this world to truly shake us? The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.